Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Hope. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Thank you so much for all your support. We are booming out here, Dawn.
Nice.
We just flagged in Kensington, and you cannot believe the support that we got out there. So it's
really
incredible. I can send you pictures, but the incredible support, we flag wave every other week in Welsh on the Boulevard, and we're going to be moving around with Trump Force 47 all throughout Philadelphia. But it was so surprising, and I was talking to a friend of mine about there's something in the air, Dawn. We're going to win this election. There's something in the air that's so different in Kensington, the support for Donald Trump.
Well,
it's incredible.
And part of that is you think about Kensington, because so many residents, where we've just had the cleanup under the current, you know, Parker administration, but so many residents have felt forgotten. And what is it that you, is it just the economy? Is it security? Is it safety? What do you think the issue is in places? Because your movement, Republicans with Hope, is something that started out, I remember first talking to you about it. I mean, this is your grassroots type movement. What do you think you're connecting with, or Trump is connecting with, people across the area?
I think it's having people of color going into the community that live there that's starting to get the message out. It really starts with education and a lot of enthusiasm. To really say, I was on this podcast, The Black and White Perspective, we talked about that, mm-hmm. about, like, don't drink the Kool-Aid. They're telling them, what are you doing? Is your life any better than the last 3.5 years? And they're starting to, like, wake up. Wait a second. They were saying to them, get off the plantation. That's what these African-American P flag wavers, they were talking to everyone. They were saying, stop drinking it. Don't do it. We can have, you know, we can send you a different way, look a different way. So they're starting to wake up by seeing people from, like, Trump Force 47 going into their communities. In all fairness, in a long time, there weren't any Republicans going into the community. And then you have Democrats go in. You know, I saw somebody that sent me this fantastic TikTok tape that said, you know, don't drink her Kool-Aid. Don't vote for her. She comes into your community, makes a barbecue for you, asks you for your vote, and leaves and does nothing for you. Mm-hmm. Look a different way. I'm going to vote for Donald J. Trump. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing a whole, like, wave of a diverse community, and that's what I'm interested in building as well.
Now, for you, when you say flag waving, what are you talking about when you're saying, just because I know that people can sign up to get your newsletter and some of your alerts, and it's really easy, but what are you talking about as far as volunteers can go with you and waving flags and that sort of thing?
The key to winning, and I'm just getting started, Dawn, that's what I tell everybody. Hey, you know, after Donald Trump wins, and McCormick's going to win as well, after they win, just getting started, I plan to turn, you know, Lower Merion, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania red, and then I plan to take it across the country. In the most positive way, I mean business. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of seeing where my country is headed. It's not headed to what I grew up in. And I'm not going to let it happen, not on my watch. You said I'm named Hope for a reason. So mm-hmm. the big key in this whole thing, Dawn, is to build a coalition, build a diverse coalition. Like I mentioned, working with all these groups, because I won't be silenced anymore. For too long, we let the Democrats, and you mentioned the wokes, and they're very aggressive. You can't have a voice unless it's their voice. I'm tired of it. It's not going to happen anymore.
Well, and I hear more and more people, especially women, moms, dads, grandparents, saying that they're sick and tired of, because I think it was at first, it was like, okay, you know, people, it's a pandemic and we all got to get through this. And there was this level of tolerance. Like, I don't want to deal with those crazy, you know, I just don't want to deal with it. But at this point, I think to your point, Hope, I think people have had it and are saying nicely, politely, no, I'm not having this. Not my kid's school. Don't push your mask on me. Don't push your mandates on me. We've all been through it. We know now, and we certainly wish we knew then what we know now, the old saying. But I do think people are pushing back and just saying it's not going to happen again, and it's too much. It's overload. So when you talk to people, because you're so positive, you're nice, you're not being pushy at all, are people coming to you? How are you meeting people? How can people find out where they can help you in your volunteer grassroots effort?
Well, the greatest thing is coming to RepublicansWithHope.com mm-hmm. and join, like you said, our positive, diverse community. And the other thing about it is that we're booming, and we're booming for a reason. I use every opportunity to talk to everyone, whether it's the person coming to fix my boiler or if I'm returning something at a store. I met this lovely, beautiful Cambodian young man that came here legally, and he was so open to the Republican message. 99.9% of people, they won't tell you, but when you speak to them, they're like, you know what, tell me more, tell me more. Every once in a while, you'll get somebody with a pushback, but then what I do is I say, thank you. Then if you have the Donald Trump, you know, what is it called, deranged syndrome, mm-hmm. then let's talk about Dave McCormick. They'll go, okay, let's talk about him. People are, you know, they're, believe it or not, it's not just me. It's really this movement. It's nothing about me. It's about joining together to take our country back. Dawn, it really comes down to saving our country. So mm-hmm. you ask me, what do? I use every opportunity to be, like, kind to people, to say, you know, can we have a conversation? Yeah. Are you open-minded? If they are, I have the conversation. 99.9, like I mentioned prior, are open to it. There's something in the air. We're going to win this election.
Well, this week, it's a big week. I know Trump is in Pennsylvania, not this area, but Western PA today, two different spots. J.D. Vance was in the suburbs over the weekend. But there are many guests coming through and different speakers coming through this week, as I think it's official. I mean, we're now, you know, in the heat of this. What are we, 44 days till the election? So tell me about some of the events that you're involved with.
Well, tonight I'm going to a wonderful town hall with your 5th congressional district candidate, Alfie Goodwin. Mm-hmm. She's an ex-police officer, and she's also a special ed teacher. The town hall will be a parent's guide to providing support for children with emotional and learning disabilities in the classroom. So that's tonight. Then I'm going to be doing, on Wednesday, there'll be a lunch with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Dave McCormick that I can also, you know, tell you more about that after that event. Mm-hmm. That's a private event, but I'm thrilled to share that with your viewers afterwards. Then we're going to have the MCRC, which is the Montgomery County Republican Committee. They're having Michael Whatley speak as your keynote speaker. Anyone can go and sign up there at the MCRC website. That's very exciting. So that's happening this night, too, along with I'm a committee person in my area that we're going to have events there where we're going to get everyone, all the polls, you know, fully, you know, with people at every poll. And we're having a big meeting on how we're going to start moving, you know, Lower Merion to the red zone. Because, like I said, that we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to stand up, be proud conservative and Republican people. We're going to save our country. That's just this week.
It's a whirlwind.
And then Saturday, I should tell you, I guess that's part of this week. Saturday, I have this fantastic event with Cooking with Autism, which the candidates meet and greet. They're all your African-American candidates.
Wonderful.
Tim DeFore, your Auditor General, Alfie Goodwin, Aaron Beshear, David Winkler, and Ed Moy. These are all your African-American candidates because we want to show people that we love everyone out there and we want to build a diverse community. And then also Women for Trump event. We have that at someone's home. Go to my website, Republicans with Hope. We're going to have the beautiful Stacey Garrity, your state treasurer. And these two are free because I'm trying to make all my events, most of them free, mm-hmm. so that everyone can come.
What do you think, what are the top issues, the top, you know, one or two issues that seem to, no matter where you go, that you hear people talking about hope?
I think that in the inner city, they're fed up with illegal immigrants and inflation. They can't feed their families. I mean, you're not going to believe this. I went to buy two turkey thighs yesterday. They were almost $20 for two of those. I used to pay half of that 3 weeks ago. They're not going to put up with this anymore. They're starting to think, I cannot feed my family. Mm-hmm. I cannot feed my gas tank. I cannot pay for oil to heat my homes. I can't take it anymore. I'm voting Democrat, and they're not doing anything for me. So I think that's number one. And number two is they're seeing these illegal immigrants that are coming into their community, getting gift cards, getting pulled to the front of the line for Section 8 housing, you know, just getting all these freebies, and they're sitting there with, you know, nothing. And nobody's helping them. Mm-hmm. Their communities you know, crime-ridden. So they're just tired of it. So I think those two issues are paramount. And that's why they're looking a different way to the Republican Party. They're saying, like, you know what? I was better off with Donald Trump. My it was better here. What's going on? I was able to feed my family. I can't do it anymore. And that's where the sea change is happening. Like I mentioned, this is just the beginning. You're going to see a big sea change across the country. It's happening. Trust me, it's happening.
Things are happening. It's getting exciting. Well, hope, you know, I look forward to seeing you and talking over the week, but I think it is. It's a pivotal week in this election, locally, statewide, nationally. So Hope Danoff, Republicans with Hope, thank you so much for being here today and throughout the week, because we'll keep checking in with you, Hope.
Thank you so much, Dawn. It's a pleasure. Awesome. You're the best.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.